Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
If you've been on our website, you'll have noticed a story about a certain Mr. Mfana Zondi.
Oh,
who's
legend.
A lifeguard. Yeah, proper legend. Not all heroes wear capes. In actual fact, some of them just wear speedos.
Yes,
and they can. Yeah, so in the story, a 16-year-old boy and his 40-year-old dad were stranded and drowning at Umhlanga Beach. Mfana Zondi spotted this. He didn't have any of the equipment necessary, but dived in to save both of them and had a little bit of difficulty with the teenager. But we've got Mfana Zondi, the hero, online with us right now. Good morning, Mfana.
Good, sir. How are you?
Hey,
well,
morning,
thank you.
Man.
Again, thank you. Just thank you so much for being a hero. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for the mic, guys.
So now, can you just explain to us why it was a little bit harder saving the teenager? What happened there?
Actually, on that day, I was walking to Umhlanga Field, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. Then I'm walking to Umhlanga Field, like, the security guard, he really came to me. I was walking to the hotel. Security guard came to me, whining, like, hey, like, there's two people are drowning on the beach. You know? But the more I'm looking down, what, like, the people are going, actually, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was, like, weighing down what equipment. I was not carrying any no equipment.
No equipment, okay.
Yeah. No torpedo, no boat, anything. Like, and then I went to them and then come, I swim to them. And then it's like, yeah, I didn't hold up the first station. The first station was around 40, right? This was the first one, yeah. It's like, I really tried to make him come down. And then it's like, I really came here just to save your life. It's like, you have to work together and then can able to get out. You know?
Of course.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mfana, I just wanted to ask, because we know Umhlanga, especially if you look down by like Oshaka Beach, it's much flatter there and it seems more chilled. Umhlanga usually has a very hectic shore break anyway. Was this a preventable situation? Was it high tide? Was it a big rip or was it just weak swimmers?
Actually, it was a big rip or the high tide caused the little rock. The strongest rip, way stronger, just like the rocks, the plenty rocks that they have there. So,
yeah.
And then, Mfana, I mean, when you say that the security guard called you, I presume he saw them first, obviously, and he didn't have equipment to even try help these people. And when you went in without the equipment, how does one do that, Chief? Because it's a bit rough, especially if there's two people. No, I was saying you went in there without the equipment. I mean, obviously, you are a lifeguard, but surely when it's one person, it's easier. But how did you manage to do it with two people without any equipment?
Yeah. No, actually, like, I did take one of them first of all, you know?
Okay.
And then, I did try to grab one, and then I went to the shore. Then when I got to the shore, it's like, the member of the public, the restaurant was like, hey, there is another one in the world. And like, what?
Wow.
I'm looking. Yeah, it's like, one of them, like, I think I was 16 years old, was in the back line, way better than the way, you know?
Yeah.
I have to swim back to him, actually, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mfana, I have to tell you, I have so much respect for our lifeguards. Even up north here, when it's the holidays, the tourists, they just don't listen. And they don't seem to understand that you're there to keep them safe and to save their lives. And they just have no respect. And, you know, I can understand lifeguards losing their temper with some beachgoers. But, like, we've got you on the line right now. Even for people who grew up here on the East Coast, one piece of advice to save your life, what would it be?
This is most of the time, like, what if I can allow the people, like, have to listen about the rules of the lifeguard on the beach, you
listen
know?
To the rules,
Actually, like, what if the lifeguard is killing them? You're not supposed to swim beyond the out of the flag. You have to swim always between the flag, the red flag, yellow and red flag.
Yeah.
There to be always safe space where you open up the beach. The more you're swimming on your side, the more you can be current, most of the people, they don't know actually the currents and how strong it is, you know?
Yeah. Well, Mfana, again, thank you for being a hero. I don't suppose you keep count, do you? Do you count how many lives you've saved? How many lives have you saved?
Since I started up the life saving.
Yeah.
So I can't even count. Then called life saving. I can't even count. Plenty.
Wow, a lot.
Doesn't even keep count. And that's how often it happens. And thank goodness we have our lifeguard. So the whole story is up on our website. Mfana Zondi, thank you so much for chatting to us. And keep saving lives, buddy.
Yeah, always.
Always, that's what I do. It's what I'm made for. The story's online as well, ecr.co.za. Click on Darren, Kerry and Sky.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.